A Study of Job, Part 18. Vessel of God. The book of Job was inspirited of the Holy Spirit to be written in poetry. Its poetic form, metric exactness, and lyrical lilt intensify its depth of meaning. In this book, Job's innermost being, to the deepest recesses of his soul, is reached. It reveals his intimate heart throbbings, the deepest yearnings in Job's breast. It is also a very precious picture of God's deep love for his bondservant. Remember, when God begins his dealings with Job, he is not immature. Job is an experienced man, a businessman, a successful man, a responsible man. Job has 10 grown-up children and has become a man of preeminence in his society. Job is well respected, with a wide circle of friends, and he has a heart for others. Job is also a man of exemplary faith, a long-time believer in God, an intercessor. Job is called my servant, my bondslave, a man trusted and beloved of God. Job has freely chosen to serve the Lord, to disregard his own interests for God. Job is freely bound to the Lord with a deep love, trust, and devotion towards him. But whatever his depth and level of understanding, God has greater plans for Job. Just as God has greater plans for all the faithful, in every age and generation. For it is through these trusted faithful ones that God's plans are being carried out, fought out in the unseen heavenly battle that has been raging since man's fall. But like Job, each servant has to be brought to the very extremity of themselves, where hearts and lives are broken, and God slowly unfolds a deeper understanding. God desires that, like Job, the few that are steadfast in each generation become his vessels, his precious, chosen vessels. Vessels of eternal intercession, purged vessels, purified vessels. Vessels of eternal praise, chastened vessels, cleaned vessels. Vessels through whom he pours his love. Refined vessels, responsible vessels. God desires a small remnant, through whom he can have an unhindered flow, where his love and blessings can stream, unimpeded, to the hearts of others. While through intercession and prayer, he unlocks his eternal plans and purposes. But God knows the cost for each vessel is high, and only a few respond to his call. Many are called, but few, very few, become his chosen vessels. And the life of Job is but an example of the cost to you, should you choose to accept his call. But the choice is yours. For each chosen vessel can only be purified through the way of the cross, death to self, with nothing but the love of God flowing out to others. Esther was one such vessel, and she accepted the challenge. But another would have been raised in her place had she chosen to refuse. and Noah, and Daniel, and Job were chosen vessels. But all had to be emptied of self for his greater purpose. Each is an example of a vessel, patiently refined over multiple lifespans, only reaching his fullness after a lifetime of devoted service. Oh yes, God only desires and uses a totally surrendered heart. He desires and can use a heart that is utterly surrendered to him. He desires and can use a heart that is totally emptied of self. Can you accept this invitation which he makes to each of his blood-bought men and women? To be one through whom his love will flow unimpeded into the lives of others? Or will you go away sorrowful because yourself is of greater import to you? Love through me, love of God. Make me like thy clear air, that thou dost pour thy colours through as though I were not there. Think through me thoughts of God, that always, everywhere, the stream that through my being flows may homeward pass in prayer.